T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody loves Raymond.
All right, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline and welcome in my pal, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette in Mobile, Alabama, covering the Senior Bowl. And all guests on the fan come to you on the fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Raymond, I understand you had a little bit of travel difficulties yesterday. I'm always fascinated by travel difficulties when they don't involve me. Tell me about your day and how you got the Mobile.
Yeah, well, connected in Charlotte on Monday. I thought I was all set. We're in the air. We're about to land, and the announcement comes over. Heavy fog in Mobile. We are diverting to Birmingham, which is a four-hour drive away. And I spent my night in Birmingham Monday night. Finally got here yesterday. So I'm glad you're reveling in my misery.
I didn't say reveling. I said I'm always fascinated when they don't involve me. I would never revel in your misery, right? So didn't you get delayed out of Birmingham too?
Yeah, two-hour delay coming out of Birmingham. Finally got here yesterday. That's the most important thing. Got down here yesterday in time to do my job, and I'll be here the rest of the week reporting on the Steelers and, you know, some of the 2023 draft prospects they're looking at.
Well, I want to talk to you about some of that, but I got to ask you about your reaction to the big story of the day, the Tom Brady retirement again.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, there's all kinds of speculation. Would he go with McDaniels in Vegas? You know, he can go out there. But when you look at it, Ron, what, 46 years old? I mean, the only other quarterback in NFL history who ever started a game when he was older was George Blanda. And at that point, George Blanda was a backup, and he only came in, you know, when there was an injury. So, I mean, the guy's done it at such a high level for a long time. Just before I came on with you guys, I saw Bill Cowher, you know, tweeted a congratulatory note to him. And, you know, we all know Cowher had his share of difficulties defending Tom Brady. I guess Cowher and many others can say that over the years.
What, I mean, this has to be it, right, you would think. I don't think he's going to do this. 40 years ago, or 40 days after his last retirement, he comes out of it. I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, I don't. I think it might have been a different situation. You know, if Tampa Bay was in a little bit better position to compete next season, I don't think, you know, their roster, you know, since they won that Super Bowl, it's kind of declined a little bit. And then you look around. I mean, you know, eventually, Ron, I mean, who wants a 46-year-old quarterback, right? We saw some of the negatives with Tom's play this year, you know, he certainly wasn't the same. So, you know, can't go on forever, but, boy, that guy had a good run, didn't he?
Oh, man, I would say so. How about the coaches' hirings yesterday? The Denver giving up a first and second round pick to get Sean Payton, is that a deal that you would have made if you're Denver? And I assume they're hoping he can turn around Russell Wilson somehow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Sean Payton is a really good offensive coach, but, I mean, is Denver ever going to have any draft picks? I mean, you keep trading away, you know, draft picks the way they have in recent years. I don't know how you're going to build a roster. So, Yeah, I mean, I think Russell Wilson maybe can still play. I mean, last year was bad. But listen, if there's a coach in the NFL who can get that turned around, you know, look what he did with Drew Brees. You know, another guy who was said to be too short. You know, Russell Wilson is probably similar in that vein. So, you know, if anyone can do it out there, Sean Payton, I just wonder how you build a roster. I mean, they're going to have to be signing free agents right and left to compete in that division.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And then Houston hiring D'Amico Ryans, a defensive coordinator from the 49ers. Our friend John McClain just giving this hire rave reviews in Houston. I guess Ryans played for the Texans. I'm thinking that might be a pretty good spot because they have the second overall pick. They should get their franchise quarterback, right?
Yep, they got draft capital. I mean, I think the big story down here is that it's not a big story for Pittsburgh, but, you know, the Bears are going to stick with Justin Fields. There's talk down here that they're ready to wheel and deal and, you know, trade that number one overall pick. So, you know, there might be one team in front of the Texans, but, yeah, I mean, you got to figure, you know, Bryce Young, Stroud. I mean, there's a couple of good quarterbacks coming out. So, yeah, I agree. That could be a team that's on the rise in the coming years. They don't have that quarterback now, but it seems like it's a pretty good bet they're going to get that guy in May.
We're talking to Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette here on the Cook and Joe show. I just wish Aaron Rodgers would follow Tom Brady into retirement. I'm getting tired of Aaron Rodgers, Raymond.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to stay now, right? Now he's got like 50 million reasons to stay. This year. And yeah, I mean, just thinking about, you know, the Canton 5 years down the road, does he really want to go in with Brady and have some of the spotlight taken off him? So, you know, I think Rodgers, you know, is probably I think he's better than Brady at this point. But again, like we saw with Brady and the Buccaneers last year, it can deteriorate pretty quickly. And the Packers didn't have a great season. You know, I thought they showed some signs late in the season that maybe things were getting better. But to me, he's got all the reason in the world to come back, not only the money, but, you know, the whole thing with Canton down the road.
Well, getting back to Brady, we all should have the golden parachute retirement plan that he has, right, to go to Fox. Yeah. What's he going to make, $37.5 million? That would be a little easier for me to step away, you know?
Yeah, I guess he could just switch places with Sean Payton. You know, Payton was working for Fox. They can just put Brady in there. I mean, that's a really interesting dynamic with the TV. Greg Olson, really, I think, surpassed Tony Romo this year as the top color commentator on TV. And now you have the situation where Brady presumably is going to walk in there and be the number one analyst. So, you know, I think we might see Olson end up at CBS or NBC or one of these other places. I think that guy is excellent in his analysis. And I'm sure Brady will be too, but it's just kind of odd how
Raymond, they're not paying Brady $37.5 million to be number two. I just can't see that, you know?
Yeah, I mean he can go to the studio maybe but he's gonna be the number one guy and maybe Olsen goes to the studio or maybe he lands somewhere else.
It's funny. We were talking about this the other day, and I know you and I both don't get to see a lot of games because we're at the Steeler games. I like Chris Collinsworth. I just saw him on TV talking about Brady. I think he's terrific. A lot of people would disagree with me. What do you think about Collinsworth?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with Chris. I mean, to me, like, it's just being around Pittsburgh as long as I have. When I was a kid, Bob Trumpy was one of the big analysts, and all the Steelers fans hated him because he played for the Bengals, and, you know, they think he talked poorly about the Steelers. You know, I think Steelers fans kind of have the same love-hate relationship with Collinsworth. Maybe they think he doesn't give the Steelers a fair shake sometimes, but, boy, he's been doing it, 10 or 20 years now as NBC's lead guy. He's pretty good at what he does.
Talking to Ray Fittipaldo of the PG here on the Cook and Joe Show. All right, Ray. Dulac reporting yesterday that a contract extension for Tomlin, though maybe not imminent, is inevitable before the season started. 2-year deal would give him 4 more years, take him through 2026, which would be 20 years here. I don't like the timing of it. I don't want to fire Tomlin, but I think I'd wait until after this year to extend him. He signed for two more years as it is. Where do you come down on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, clearly the offense has to improve. But if you've listened to our talk, in the last week or so, and some of the quotes that are out there, I mean, it's not even on his radar that he's on the hot seat. So, there is precedent for this, Ron. As well as I do, Bill Cowher had a rough run in the late 90s. People back then were squawking about why are they giving him a new contract? And then, boom, the 2000s come around, and, he has that great, five-year run to end his career when he gets the three more AFC championship games and finally gets that Super Bowl ring. So, I'm sure Art, looked back on that time. It worked out when, he was patient with Cowher, and I think maybe this is a time now where he's been patient with Tomlin. I will say I just think the Steelers are in much better position now to get back to prominence. Maybe they were in the late 2000s. They got a young defensive core now. Young offensive core to go along with a very talented defense that's really still in its prime. So I think the Steelers are in a position to make it back to the playoffs. And maybe I'll be singing a different tune, next year if they don't make the playoffs. But I'm like Jerry. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he inks that extension. At some point here in the spring or the summer.
Nobody's surprised. I don't like it. I would make him wait until after this year. I say one thing, the Matt Canada decision better work out for him, Well, maybe it doesn't have to work out for him. If he signed for four more years after going into this season, so what if Canada doesn't work? They're not going to fire him with 4 years left.
You're probably right about that, but I agree with you, Ron. I think his decision to bring in Matt Canada when he had zero NFL experience and then to hire him 1 year later as the OC, this is going to be a big thing during Mike Tomlin's coaching tenure. Did he make the right decision there? Because if he didn't, he's starting over again very late in his career, and that next hire, that one's going to be even more important. So you better hope it works out. I know there's a lot of doubters out there, but
are we among them, Ray? I don't think you were in favor of bringing Canada back. I certainly wasn't.
I wasn't, but you listen to what Art says about the continuity. I'm sure that's what Mike Tomlin was thinking as well. Just you got that young quarterback. You want him to stay the course and maybe not relearn an offense in his first off season. I certainly get it, but again, it better work out in 2023.
All right, Ray, you're in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. Give us a little description of what's going on down there and your early impressions of what you've noticed.
Yeah, it's like a little mini NFL combine down here. Lots of agents here, obviously scouts and coaches and GMs. And, you don't have the top talent, the top draft eligible talent here here in Mobile. It's only the top senior prospects, but there's some guys who are definitely on the Steelers' radar. Offensive and defensive linemen and cornerback are the three positions I'm really concentrating on most down here. Some pretty good offensive tackles and guards that might be available, and as well as some corners and some defensive backs too. So this is a good spot for the Steelers last couple of years, actually. They got Najee Harris and Kenny Pickett, two guys who competed in the Senior Bowl, so maybe they'll get a couple more this year.
Well, last year he was looking at the quarterbacks, right? Everything I'm reading said Tomlin spent a lot of time with the O-linemen and defensive linemen yesterday.
Yep, he did. And last year, Canada and Pat Meyer were down here. This year, I haven't seen any offensive assistants. That's not to say they're not here, but, I saw Brian Flores yesterday. Secondary coach Grady Brown, of course, is the defensive coordinator for the national team this week. So it seems like the Steelers are, concentrating on defense this week with scouting. So we'll see how that goes. I wrote about it over the weekend. Ron, this is a defensive draft. You got great defensive backs coming out, and you got a great group of edge rushers. So those are two big needs for the Steelers as they go into the offseason. So it's not a surprise that Mike has his defensive staff down here to look at these guys.
Ray, I know Omar Khan is down there. Have you seen Andy Weidel?
I have not seen Andy, but I would be surprised if Andy is not here. Yesterday, I saw Omar with Mike, and they were with Grady on the sideline. So, I'm sure Andy, even if he's not here, he's deep into draft preparation. He's the guy who's going to be putting together the draft board, for the first time since Kevin Colbert retired. So Andy's going to be a big part of this process.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to have a lot of say here? I mean, he's getting a lot of credit for, man, they put together a good team in Philadelphia, and I know Howie Roseman, the GM, getting the lion's share of that. But I have to think Weidel sees the value. To me, the thing about the Eagles, that offensive and defensive line, they just maul people.
Absolutely. I wrote about Andy when the Steelers went to Philadelphia. I think it was late October, early November. Talked to Tom Donahoe at that point, and Tom told me if the Steelers let Andy do his job, which I think they will. He'll put together the draft board. He said he's going to concentrate on the trenches. That's the way he came up. When he was with Tom, for a short time with the Steelers, and then, at all of his previous stops, including Philadelphia, where he was with Tom as well. You get those trenches situated, you build from the inside out, and that's how you get back to being a contender pretty quick. And we all know the Steelers can certainly use some help on that aging D-line, and even though all five starters are coming back on that offensive line, I think the Steelers might address that position as well this offseason.
Ray, what do you think of the Super Bowl matchup? Were you surprised that Philly just blew out San Francisco? I know the quarterback situation in San Francisco contributed to that, but your thoughts on how good Philly looked and your thoughts on the Bengals and Chiefs? How about that officiating, Raymond?
you could talk about the officiating every week, but it was, it was certainly some questionable calls there on Championship Sunday. If the Eagles are still favored, and I know they were the early favorite, usually I go with the best quarterback, but, Mahomes is obviously a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts, but, he's hobbled a little bit. And, this Eagles team, they're just that complete football team. They get after you up front on offense and defense. And Hurts, even though he doesn't pass for a lot of yards, he's dangerous in the running game, and he makes a lot of good decisions. So I'm kind of leaning the Eagles, but, anytime you got Mahomes on the field, we saw this against the Bengals. I'm sure he wasn't 100%, but he just kind of willed that team to victory. So I'm not counting him out. But, I think the Eagles, the way they're playing, they're going to be tough to beat.
I think Mahomes has a chance to be the best ever. He's not going to win 7 Super Bowls like Brady. I'm not sure he won't be remembered for more talent, if you know what I mean. Well, he's not going to last 23 years probably either.
Yeah, in 10, 15 years, if things do unfold that way, what happened on Sunday against the Bengals, that's going to be like his Willis Reed moment, right? There's all these things we look back on over legendary careers, sort of like bullet points on the resume. And, when he's healthy, he's like an acrobat out there, going every which way, making plays, but doing what he did Sunday to overcome that injury and to play the less than 100% and to lead his team to victory. I'm sure down the road, we're all going to look back on that as, one of the highlights of his career.
How about Juju going to a Super Bowl? He was dancing around on the field, even though he was hurt, right? He didn't hardly play in that game.
Yeah, hopefully he's ready to go for the Super Bowl. Justin Watson from South Fayette, he was a healthy scratch in the championship game, but the Chiefs are a little bit banged up. Maybe he gets to suit up for a Super Bowl. Miles Sanders from Woodland Hills gets a chance to start at running back for the Eagles. So there's as always, Ron, there's a lot of Pittsburgh connections down there. But, I know a lot of people have different opinions on Juju. And, I don't think it ended well for him here, the last year or so. But, boy, that guy was a good teammate. And you almost never heard any of his teammates talk badly about him.
I said he was dancing on the field. He likes to dance on the field, doesn't he?
He likes to dance on logos, too. That's one thing that probably got him in trouble here in Pittsburgh.
Ray, appreciate the time as always. I guess we'll talk to you again Friday morning when Starkey's back. I'm sure he'll have some interesting quick association questions for you. Good luck in Mobile. What is it like to stay in Mobile?
It's a pretty small town, but I'll tell you what, it's 70 degrees down here. I'm enjoying the weather while I can, so I guess I can't complain.
You find anywhere good to eat on that Post-Gazette expense account?
There's a few good places, yes. I haven't decided on the spot yet for tonight, but, yeah, it's some pretty good southern cuisine down here.
Well, I hope you have a great week, and I hope when are you coming home? I hope it's stress-free as opposed to going down there.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes on Friday morning.
See you, Raymond. Thanks for the time. Okay. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette does fabulous work covering the Steelers. I would urge you to follow him on postgazette.com. All right, when we come back, going to talk a little college basketball, maybe a little hockey. College basketball, big game tonight, Pitt, North Carolina. Mike DeCourcy will be joining me at the top of the hour to talk about that. Looks like, you know, maybe Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia are all going to make the tournament. So we got a lot of ground to cover. And, of course, the Penguins at the break. Jay Caulfield will be along at 1:40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.